Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
All right, welcome to The Explainer. Today we're going to tackle a question that really gets to the heart of trading. Are you just gambling or are you actually strategizing? We're going to break down how a scientific, data-driven approach is pretty much the only thing that separates the two. Let's kick things off with a pretty sobering number. 80%. Yeah, that's right. Study after study shows that about 80% of retail traders, they just don't make it past their first 2 years. That's a huge failure rate. And it really makes you stop and ask, why? Why do so many people fail? And look, it's usually not because they aren't passionate or trying hard. The real culprit, more often than not, is relying on things like intuition, gut feelings, and emotional knee-jerk reactions. And that's a huge problem in a game that rewards cold, hard, objective analysis. And that really brings us to the two different paths you can take as a trader. On one side, you've got what we'll call the art of trading. This is all about gut feel, intuition, stuff you can't really measure or repeat. But on the other side, you've got the science. This is about decisions based on actual statistical evidence, with rules you can test and follow consistently. The whole point is to move away from that subjective guesswork and towards a process you can actually prove works. And look, this isn't just some abstract theory. This is exactly how the most successful trading firms on the planet operate. They are not relying on luck. No way. Their success is engineered. It's built on data-driven systems that take all that wild speculation right out of the equation. So that's the big question, right? How do you actually build a system like this for yourself? How do you go about creating a real, tangible statistical advantage? Well, let's break down what goes into it. Okay, any solid data-driven system is really built on three non-negotiable pillars. First, you need a quantifiable edge, some way to actually prove your strategy has a positive expectancy over time. Second, you gotta have robust risk management. I mean, protecting your capital is job number one. And finally, you need objective performance measurement. You have to track what's working and what isn't so you can actually get better. So, when we talk about quantifying your edge, we need real metrics. And a fantastic example of this is the profit factor. It's a super simple but incredibly powerful calculation. All it asks is, for every single dollar your strategy loses, how much money does it make? It just cuts right through all the noise and tells you if you're on the right track. Now, to put that into perspective, if your profit factor is below 1, well, you're losing money. Simple as that. A 1 is break even, but we're not aiming for break even, right? The goal is to push way past that. You know, a system with a profit factor over 1.5 is considered pretty solid, but if you can get something over 2, now you're talking about a really strong, statistically valid edge. But listen, making money is only half the story. You absolutely have to measure your risk, and that's where something called maximum drawdown comes in. This is one of the most critical risk metrics out there. It tells you, in plain terms, what's the worst-case losing streak your system went through during testing. This isn't about how much you can make. It's about making sure you can survive the tough times. Okay, so how do we pull all these concepts together into a real-world workflow? Well, it's all about following a structured process, what we call the strategy development lifecycle. It starts with an idea, a hypothesis, right? You observe something in the market you think might be an inefficiency. Then you have to define crystal clear rules. I mean, exact entry, exit, and risk rules, no ambiguity. Next up, you gather high-quality historical data, and then comes the fun part, backtesting. You test your rules on that past data to see if your idea actually has legs. If it does, you don't jump in with real money yet, no. You move to forward testing, or paper trading, to see if it holds up in a live market. And only after it passes all those tests do you even think about deploying it with real capital, and you always start small. See? It's the scientific method, just applied to trading. All right, so that's all the theory. But let's make this a lot more concrete. We're going to walk through a quick, practical case study. We'll look at a classic mean reversion strategy, and we'll apply it to the Euro-USD pair. So the whole idea, the hypothesis behind this strategy, is built on a really common market behavior called mean reversion. It's actually pretty simple. The theory is that in markets that are kind of just chopping sideways, not really trending, any big, extreme price move away from the average is probably temporary. The price will tend to, you know, snap back to its recent average, like a rubber band. So based on that rubber band hypothesis, we can define some super specific, crystal clear rules. And I mean, there is zero room for gut feelings here. Every single condition for entry, for exit, for risk, it's all spelled out. From the exact indicator readings we need to see, down to the precise 1% of capital we're going to risk on any single trade. Okay, so we took these rules and back-tested them over 5 years of historical data. And the results? They were pretty compelling. Just look at these metrics together. A 68% win rate? That's great, for sure. But the real star of the show here is that 2.3 profit factor. That number tells you the strategy was incredibly efficient. And this is so important. It did all that with a maximum drawdown of just 7.2%. That shows the risk was kept under control. This is what a real statistical edge looks like on paper. You know, the biggest takeaway from this case study isn't about which specific indicators we used. That's not the magic. The real magic is in two things. First, the principle of confluence. That's just a fancy way of saying we waited for multiple pieces of evidence to all point in the same direction. And second, having a systematic process to prove the idea actually worked before a single dollar was put on the line. And when you really, truly embrace this kind of scientific approach, it changes everything. And I'm not just talking about the number in your trading account. It leads to this profound transformation in your whole mindset as a trader. For starters, you develop this unshakable confidence. You stop second-guessing every single decision you make. Why? Because you're not trading on hope anymore. You're trusting a process that you have tested, that you have validated, and that you've proven has a real statistical edge. And then comes the emotional discipline. This is a big one. Fear and greed, they start to lose their grip on you. Because your decisions are now being made by your system's rules, not by your emotions of the moment. You shift from being an emotional reactor to being an objective operator, just executing your plan. And what does all that lead to? It builds the foundation for sustainable, long-term success. Your performance starts to get more consistent. Your risk is always defined and controlled. And for maybe the first time, you have a clear, data-driven path to follow. So at the end of the day, it all comes back to this one question. The data, the evidence, it all points in one direction. The most reliable path to success in the markets isn't found in hunches or some hot tip you heard. It's in building and, more importantly, trusting a data-driven scientific process. Really, the question isn't just art versus science. It's, do you want to be the gambler at the table or do you want to be the house? The choice is totally up to you.